Hello and welcome to Sidelines, an inside look at Cornell Athletics. I'm David Keating. And joining me today, we have Lou Dusing, the Allen B. and Elizabeth Heakin Harris women's track and field and cross country coach. And joining him, we also have Kim Standridge, who's a senior on the women's track team. Welcome. Thanks for being here. So, Lou, I want to start. You've coached 57 All-Americans, 207 heptagonal champions, 3 Penn Relay champions, 1 NCAA champ, 5 individuals in the top 10 in the NCAAs, 5 student-athletes winning NCAA post-grad scholarships, 6 Phi Beta Kappas, and 10 academic All-Americans, in addition to 25 heptagonal championships. Just saying that is a mouthful. Tell me a little bit about your time here and your role in coaching and mentoring these Cornellians while you've been here as coach.
Well, coming to Cornell was really a dream come true. So having a chance to be here and to be where you want to be, doing what you want to do, gets you off on the right foot right from the get-go. My philosophy as a high school coach and working at Penn State and then at Missouri before I came here really hasn't changed, and that is really working with people rather than dictating to them and trying to take them from where they are to where it is that they want to be. In that process, understanding and appreciating that nothing of any value is ever achieved without hard work and dedication. I want people to have a healthy attitude about competition. I want them to work hard, and in that process, have fun. Strive to be as good as you can be, and that in achieving that, that's a lot of fun. And that feels good, and well, let's do that again. And so that you begin and then go through this process of achieving, having fun, and wanting to achieve more, and then striving to accomplish that.
Kim, take me through your season, you know, or seasons as it may be, starting with the fall, and what kind of time off do you get in between, you know, cross country, indoor track, and outdoor track? What's your calendar look like?
Well, since we do go all the way till June, usually the coaches let us come back in August when classes start. For me, it's changed every year. Freshman, sophomore year, I did cross country, so I was doing a little bit more mileage, and then I was injured my sophomore year, so my junior year we kind of changed. I didn't do cross country, so senior year was the same. We did fall training. The 800 group does some pretty intense workouts all fall, strength training, same with like the 400 group, but it really varies for each individual. The cross country girls kind of train all fall, doing more workouts, longer distance and stuff like that. And then as soon as the season rolls around, we start to do a little bit more speed and on the track versus out, you know, outside because it's pretty cold here. And then, I don't know, it kind of goes the same for through the spring. Track workouts, meets, and then it just keeps rolling. I don't know. I guess it's a big blur of things. But like last year, we went all the way till June and even into July because the England trip, we have that once in a four-year experience to going to England. So that went all the way until July. I guess we got back. So
yeah. when do you transfer from the indoor season, which is obviously in the winter up here being in Ithaca, and and when do you transfer then to the outdoor season?
Well, I think I've kind of noticed that we peak more for outdoor, I think, than indoor, which is nice because we're kind of building up and really having like our best season outdoor. We are like a really great outdoor team. So I don't know. I guess it kind of just goes from one to the next. We don't taper that much for the indoor season as we do, I guess, more for the outdoor season. So it's really one big season to me. to kind of like, I look forward to the championships and stuff like that at the end of the season, but it's not the end, I guess, since you have all the way till June to worry about, and you have to stay patient and keep yourself in a mindset to stay focused all the way till June.
So you mentioned some of the off-season training and other things you do. If you could take a guess, how many miles do you think you ran last year?
Oh, I don't know. I don't run that many miles after I got injured my sophomore year. I guess like maybe 1,500 for the year.
That's probably.
Yeah, I don't know. I only run like 30 miles a week. Yeah.
Well, only running 30 miles a week. Yeah. I think for most people that would be quite an accomplishment. So Lou, I want to transfer back over to you. Sitting here with one of your seniors on your team, what do you tell some of the freshmen that come into your program, and how do you motivate them to go from where they are when they come into your program to being a senior captain, a leader, and someone like him?
Well, really, it starts before they arrive here. It starts in the recruiting process, in trying to learn, get a feel for how motivated people are. When you talk about motivation, I think all true motivation is the motivation that comes from within. We can shake and wiggle and dance and prance on the sidelines, but when it hurts over that last 200, the motivation comes from them to be willing to push through that hurt and run the kind of time that they want to run. But you get a sense of where people are in that recruiting process. Sometimes we're able to watch them race during their high school season. But given the schedule that you just heard from Kim,
right,
where competition starts, we actually have three competitions before classes start in January. The indoor season ends on the second weekend in March, and the outdoor season begins on the third weekend in March. So there really is no break. And also, it doesn't afford us much free time to go and watch high school meets. But you learn about someone, so that you get that a little bit of a head start on it when they arrive. And really, it is trying to make sure that they understand and appreciate those basic philosophical points that I was mentioning mm-hmm. earlier, and to have them just kind of be a part of things. We've always been very fortunate to have great senior leadership. And part of that leadership is seniors taking the freshmen under their wing right from the very, very first day of orientation. So that they are a part of something, they're included in everything. They get a sense of, these people have been very good, what have they done in order to get very good? And so they begin to emulate that in terms of their workouts, in terms of their lifting sessions, in terms of other things, so that they become successful students as well as successful athletes. But it's a process that begins before they get here. If we sense that they're not motivated, then as fast as they are, it might not matter. Sometimes we have the luxury of saying, why don't you go to Princeton? More it's a sense of I think, the great mentoring that happens from the seniors. And also we work with people from the time that they get here throughout. And there are highs and lows.
Absolutely, as there are in any sport.
And you work with people through both the highs and the lows, and hopefully seeing the light at the tunnel, at the end of the tunnel.
So speaking of some of those highs, Kim, you recently broke the school record and the Ivy League record in the 1,000. What does that mean to you, and how does that change anything about how you're looking at the upcoming indoor and outdoor season as an individual?
Well, I guess it gets me really excited. I actually got a chance to talk to Morgan Huseney, and that got me even more excited. She's someone like we all look up to, even though I never went to school with her. We all see her in the record books and stuff like that. So I think it just gives me a little bit more confidence for the upcoming season. I know Lou and I talked about the mistakes I made during that race, so working off those mistakes just get me even more excited, knowing I can maybe do more. So,
always looking for a little more improvement.
Yeah.
So I want to get you out of here on this. Can you tell us a little bit about how you prepare for a meet? You know, do you have any superstitions? Does the team have any sort of traditions? So how you individually and the team collectively go into a given meet and every week?
I try not to have any crazy superstitions because I don't want anything to throw me off if I don't get to it that day. But for practice, we do a very similar warm up to what we do in meets, and I think that kind of gets us in the routine of knowing what it takes to get us warmed up and stuff like that. As a team, we try and kind of do like a pump up cheer at the beginning of the meets with the men's team sometimes for like the bigger meets, and I think that kind of preparation as the team superstitions and stuff like that just has to do with us supporting each other. But I don't think there's any crazy superstitions. preparing for a meet, though, I guess like the night before or the weeks before we've been preparing, so we kind of just have to have that confidence for the day before. If I don't get enough sleep or something like that, I know like all week I've been getting enough sleep, eating the right things, doing the, I don't know, the preparation. So I don't know if that's a good enough answer.
But keeping things normal and practicing the way you compete.
Keeping things simple.
Absolutely. Well, thanks so much for being here. We really appreciate you coming by and congratulations and good luck on both the indoor and the outdoor seasons.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for watching Sidelines. Tune in next week. Let's go Red.